Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is that time for another recap show. It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. Alongside of me, I have Miss Brancy. What's up, Brancy?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing just peachy. Today feels good because Kristen's not here. You know, sometimes sometimes she can be a little overbearing, you know. Like, I'm from Miami. I'm so cool. 305. And I'm like, whatever. And giggling in the background because speaking of another high-profile guy here, Brancy. We get a text for him. Hey, guys, can we go ahead and do this fast? I have a L.A. premiere to go to today. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Hey, Seuss!
What's up?
Dysfunctional.com in the building. And something Brancy pointed out before we jump into Fear of the Walking Dead. Brancy was like, Mike, you notice how Seuss got on the chat and got all of us riled up, but then he's the last one to join us?
Yeah, I'm getting ready. I mean, I have a big night today, you know?
Oh, God, you're so Hollywood. All right, so let's talk it. Sunday night's episode of Fear of the Walking Dead. It was called, how would y'all pronounce it? Seuss, how would you pronounce it?
I can't even remember the title of
it. That's awesome. Great. Brancy.
It started with an O, right?
Great.
I don't remember how you say it.
I don't know if it was Ouroboros, Ouroboros, you know, who knows? It's O-U-R-O-B-O-R-O-S. Mm-hmm. And it kind of symbolizes, I went online because I was like, what does that mean? And it was the symbol of the snake or the dragon eating its tail. So it's like a circle.
Oh, okay.
That's what it. That's what I saw right there. You know? Hey, Seuss, you know what it symbolizes?
Ouroboros.
Oh, now he knows how to pronounce it, Brancy.
Yeah, I looked it up.
Oh, thanks. It's Hollywood.
Yeah, it's supposed to be infinity or, you know, an endless loop.
Okay. I did read on someone's someone on the website that kind of pointed out the whole zombie stuck in the pit where the crabs are eating him and then he's eating the crabs.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. So just want to point that out. You know, Brancy, I figured Mr. Hollywood would know, but no. All right. So let's see. This episode kicks off Flight 462. Brancy, I know Seuss watched it. I didn't watch any of them because it was just like pointless to me. Like a minute and a half, or not even a minute. It's like 30 seconds of an episode. Did you happen to watch all of them when they aired on The Walking Dead, or were you like Seuss and just watched them all together in one giant clip?
I watched them when they came on during the commercials for Walking Dead.
Okay. So did this make – because I didn't see any of them, so I didn't see the crash. I saw when the guy was just turning into the zombie, but then this episode kicks off where they're boom in the water. Did they show the plane going down? Was there stuff that I should have seen?
I mean, like, they just showed – in the beginning ones, it was just the people on the plane and them realizing there was something wrong with one of the guys that was on the plane.
Right.
But they didn't show, like, a huge crash scene or anything.
Okay, so I didn't miss
just
anything.
Just, like, it starting to fail.
Okay, so I didn't miss anything.
No.
Good. So we have survivors. Mm-hmm. Alex, the Asian girl.
Mm-hmm.
And Toast Boy, or whatever you want to call him. This guy is really messed up. Alex, I guess, I didn't see what happens, but she says she owes this kid. I'm assuming that he helped her on the plane.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what he did because it's been a while since I've seen it. But in like the last one where they did the Walking Dead finale, I think it was, they showed the plane like going across the sky and you could see Nick see it.
Yeah.
So they kind of threw that in there.
Oh, okay. Seuss did it. And so, but yeah, but she's like determined. I mean, she like she stabs this one guy who's trying to kill Toast Boy. And then and pretty much tells this other dude, which it's obvious this other dude tried to do something because he's the one that got stuck under Strand's boat, right? That was the same guy from the boat.
Yeah.
So Alex is very protective over this dude. So I don't know what her story is and how it's going to play off because I just want to jump into it. The end of this episode where they're towing Alex and the kid and Strand just comes down and says, enough! You're slowing down my boat. And cuts it. What was going through y'all's minds when Strand did that? Was he right for doing that? I'm afraid to ask Jesus, but Branson, I got to ask you for. I mean, what do you think? I mean, do you? I mean, if you were on that boat, would you be like Strand did good, or would you be like Alicia?
Well, I mean, I'm all for not letting people on the boat when you don't think you can trust them. But I mean, like, this just kind of happened. Like, they just happened to cross paths.
Right.
And I feel like towing them isn't going to do any harm to the boat.
No, I didn't think so either.
So I was like, really? Really, Strand?
I think that was a serious dick move.
Yeah, yeah, like, I mean, because it's different if they're on the boat and taking up your resources, but they're not doing anything to the boat.
Yeah, it's hard for me because, you know, I'm a big fan of Strand, and every episode I'm like, oh, he's like one of those friends, like you go out and you're like, you're always getting fucked up and fucking things up, Russ. He's that guy. He's our boy, but, you know, Strand's got issues. And when he did that, I was like, oh, you just took like 10 steps back for me, you know? So it hurt. And especially when Alex tells him that this is what was it, a little line? Jesus, I'm sure you know it. This is gonna be the worst time it hurts or something like that. This will be. Remember when she tells the kid? Do you remember the line?
No.
What is wrong with you, Jesus?
I don't know what you're talking about. But
he's off his game.
When she tells him, when she's being towed, and she said, "Don't worry, this will be the worst you ever feel. It'll get better."
Yeah.
Oh, never mind, Jesus.
I know what you're talking about. It's close to the end.
Stop it, Jesus. Okay, so what did you think about Strand? Do you think that was a dick move?
I think he alienated himself, but he also proved the point that he's not going to be messed with.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what he was going for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't care. He's getting to where he needs to go. Sure, you know, towing them didn't hurt them much, but right. For me, you know, he established his dominance, and I don't really care about the people on the raft. Even though, you know, if they would have thrown overboard Chris, I would have been happier.
Well, I mean, but Alex, isn't Alex a doctor?
Is she a doctor?
I think she is. She's the one that had the
nurse or something.
She's got knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, I would have been like, whoa, I'm a doctor.
Do you think this is the last time we'll see them?
No. I think she's going to be. I think he's going to be shark food. And, but I think she's going to. I think she's going to – it's not the last of Sar. No, I don't think so.
Hopefully not.
You know, I was hoping – but that was definitely a dick move to show Maddie, like, hey, bitch, I got this.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I'm surprised you didn't – so are you Team Strand for doing what he did?
I am.
Really?
Yeah.
And he stepped up to Maddie Brancy? This is – Maddie's his favorite character of the entire show.
I know.
What? Are you okay?
I like the fact that Strand isn't going to take on any more people.
True.
You know, we can't trust anybody. We already know that. Mm-hmm. And little by little, we are seeing how each of these characters belong together.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's obvious that Strand is definitely outnumbered, you know?
He is, but his boat, his rules.
True.
But you know, that's the last episode.
We'll see what happens next week, though, because some guns are drawn. We'll see what happens. Because if you really look at Strand, it can be – I don't know. I think that if I was there on the boat and Strand was my friend, I'd be like, hey, dude, shut up. They got more numbers. They do. Mm-hmm. And as much as it's your boat, they can easily overthrow you and throw you into the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know, but I loved it. I loved how Strand put Maddie and check. What do y'all think about Travis – I at the end of this, when Travis says to her underneath when he's fixing the boat, you know, I don't know where we're going. And she's like, of course we are. We're going to buy. He's like, bitch, us.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it seemed like he was like on the verge of breaking up with her because like she's always – we've seen it in the first episode. That's why I hated her. It's like she ran over Travis. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
And it's backfiring because now Travis is like, I just fixed the boat. I don't need shit.
This is also why I think Strand did what he did, because he sees that this group is falling apart and they're not going to stick together. Mm. You know, he's smart. You know, he's not going to go up against, what is it, six other people?
No. And it's obvious that Travis fixed the boat. So, and if I was Strand, I'd be like, okay, this guy is useful. Mm-hmm. You know, like he did this, so I don't need his big mouth wife.
Yeah.
And Alicia, did you? I mean, what was going? What did y'all think when Alicia was running and he was like, "Are you really running on my deck?"
Oh my goodness,
Strand. I don't know. I think he's going to keep a few. But you know what? It's funny because I have in my notes too. I don't know how y'all feel about this, but I feel that Daniel is good at what he does also by getting Maddie to talk to Strand, you know, by saying, oh, it won't be very diplomatic if I talk to him. But, I mean, to me, it seemed like Daniel was using Jedi mind trick on Maddie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because, you know, now Strand is looking at Maddie and not at Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all know how Daniel does his interrogations.
Mm-hmm. I think that's all a big giant plan right there.
Yeah. You know? And the fact that they're going to Mexico or south of the border, you know, is more in his favor than it is in Strand's favor.
That's true. He can talk a lot of Spanish.
Not only that, but, you know, people will be more trusting towards him.
That is true.
If they find people.
Well, I guess we'll have to see what happens. Yeah, because I don't, you know, I there was a lot of chess playing and when I was watching. I was like, ooh, this person's working that person. Mm-hmm. Someone's like Survivor.
Yeah. Maybe right.
On a boat who's going to get voted out. Can we talk about, I just want to see if y'all agree with me on that. If we had to pick one giant idiot in this episode, Brancy, who would it be?
You know, I say a lot of people are idiots on this show, but I don't know what the hell Chris is doing.
Jesus?
Yeah, Chris is an idiot. Like I said, I would have thrown him off the boat before Alex.
This guy! You know, like, he is such a mama's boy, you know, and you know, it's like he gets on the plane with the zombies, like, yeah, you can't bite through me. And then he freaks out when he sees a real person.
I know. And it's like, what was that?
Yeah, I was like, where are your balls at now, buddy?
Well, he ends up killing that person.
True.
Which was kind of weird, but still, yeah, he's an idiot. Kind of weird.
I can't stand Chris. I can't. As soon as he started, like, looking around, I was like, this mug is going to mess things up.
Yeah, I really thought he was going to get bit during that whole plane thing.
I was hoping. We were hoping. We were all lighting candles and holding hands. No, it didn't work. And he's just becoming – and he seems like he's becoming a little bit more cockier too. Mm-hmm. You know, like he really thinks he knows what he's doing, and he really doesn't. Right. And you know, you saw his face though when Alicia's like, you killed him? He's like, yeah. He's like, you like that? You're getting turned on? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Seriously. I think that he has a thing for Alicia.
Well, he does.
You know? And I think he thought that was macho by telling her, like, yeah, he killed.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, that's what I think.
He's just trying to get any sympathy from anybody.
I was thinking more like vagina.
No, because he's also trying to buddy up with Daniel and Nick.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think he's doing that on purpose to be pissed off at Travis. Like, he's bonding with everybody except Travis. So I don't think he's doing it because he's actually a nice kid.
He's not a nice kid. I think you already know he's an idiot.
Yeah, I think he's just saying, I'm going to talk to everybody but you. You know, but let me ask you a question to y'all. He pretty much did the mercy killing on this guy in the plane. Do you think that it kind of opened his eyes a little bit of what Travis had to do to his mom? Do you think that'll get brought up? Do you think he realizes now that was a tough thing? Or do you think it's going to blow over and it's never going to get brought up?
Well, I think in theory it should have.
Right.
Like, in theory, he would have realized that, okay, this is what my dad had to do. But I don't know if it will, because the way he did it just felt weird to me. Like, he wasn't doing it for the right, I don't know. It just felt kind of weird to me.
Like he was enjoying it.
Yeah, like he wasn't doing it specifically because he was like, okay, this guy's definitely going to die, and if he lives, he's not going to live.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I don't think that's what it was, because the way he did it was just weird.
It was kind of...
Yeah, it didn't seem to me like he was all that serious when he was on that plane. Like, it just seemed like a game to him.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. I agree. I think it's gonna backfire on his ass. Like, what's her face? What was, look at the flowers, Brancy?
Oh, yeah. What was her name?
Jesus, what was her name? I know you got it on mute because you got the little Rugrats in there, but what was her name? Lizzie.
Lizzie, yes.
That's a Lizzie in the – well, he's older, but I think I see him, and I'm, like, thinking Lizzie.
Yeah, I can see that.
So let's talk about Nick. Now, yeah. Nick falls into the pit. What is it called in Star Wars? The Lars Pit or whatever it was? Jesus? He's not going to answer us because he got the Rugrats in there. The Brady Bunch.
What happened?
Never mind. Star Wars, the pit with the teeth. Han Solo.
What it's called.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you? You're embarrassing us, Jesus. You're embarrassing us. So he falls into the pit and, yeah. Of course, attacked by zombies and everything else. And then that big moment, all the zombies are coming. And then he shows up all covered in blood.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay. Were y'all like, oh, Nick, he discovered the secret that the blood and the guts. Or were y'all like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I thought it was super cool.
You thought it was super cool?
Yeah.
Okay. And why would you think it was super cool?
Because he's the one that's been growing the most in this whole thing. He's establishing his character and it just being out there. He's going out there and trying to figure stuff out, unlike everybody else that's just, you know, just wandering.
Wasn't season one like Maddie's the only strongest character in the whole show? Remember that, Branty? Remember that?
I remember.
Yeah, I remember. Well, I'm trying to figure out. I mean, Branty D's. What do you think?
Well, I had mixed feelings about it because on the one hand, I like that they showed it so that now hopefully they can learn from that and be like, okay, there's got to be some connection to why he could do that and still not be affected. But then he started like going up to one of the walkers and was like getting in its face. And I was like, what are you doing? Just go.
Yeah.
That was a Rick move.
But it was weird though, because it was like, you know that they're not coming after you now because you've got all this stuff all over you. But
I don't think he realized that.
But why would you test it that close, you know?
Because he's lost. I mean, he's one of these characters that he's going to push the limits. We already know that because he's an addict.
I mean, I could definitely see Brancy's side. I could see what you're saying, Jesus, because, I mean, you know, I mean, he does brag about how many times he's been, you know, he's died.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and honestly, he probably thinks maybe, like, I've died, so I'm gonna push it every time, and yeah. I could see that. But that's I had the same feelings as Brancy because I was like, okay, this is cool. But then when he stepped up, I was like, dude,
yeah.
First of all, you're not Rick, and I don't think even Rick would do any of those characters did that. I mean, that's the first time we've ever seen it step up like that. And maybe it took an addict to do it because he has no. I mean, he's like whatever. But that scares me because. That also shows to me that you think you're invincible, but you're not.
Right.
You know, and I that's not good for the group. Even though I'm not really too, you know, like if we had a loose cannon in our Rick group, we'd be like, get him out of there. He's going to mess up things up. But this one here, I'm like, if Alicia died right now, I wouldn't care. I mean, I really don't want Daniel dying. Daniel's probably my favorite.
Right.
And that's pretty much it. I'm liking Travis more just for the fact that he's getting more balls and like, he's about to just tell Maddie, like, you know, like, get out of my face.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. But I was a little upset. I was bummed about this episode because that part there when all the zombies are coming at him, was it just me? Or if that would have been The Walking Dead, someone would have gotten bit. And, I mean, cause even like when we were walking with the zombies and Sam got bit, I mean, they got on him. These zombies were coming, but then I stopped it. The zombies were just kind of moving slow, or some of them were just standing there. As Alicia was fighting one, like they wouldn't, I don't know.
Right.
Something was wrong with that picture where I was like, okay, these aren't, but they're still zombies. So like, why aren't they like jumping on them and why do they fall over the edge? I don't know. I was just kind of bummed.
Right.
For the show.
I see what you mean, but it could always just be because it is still early in Fear the Walking Dead.
True.
Whereas we've had time in The Walking Dead. It's been several years.
Yeah.
True.
So they're hungrier. They've got a better purpose now.
They're not as hungry. There you go. That's what, because I was watching. I was like, why are they giving them so much time fight. Like, it just didn't. I don't know. I just didn't see it. You know, because
that fear that they were going to get bit was always there.
No, I totally agree. It's the zombies. Even when Nick, he runs through the group, you know, and I mean, he literally, let's go. And he walks fast. And I was watching him and he runs. And then that's when he stops and turns back around. I was like, why aren't they? It doesn't make sense. I don't know. That kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I was like, oh, Fear of the Walking Dead. I'm about to turn you off. But I kept on watching. But no, I thought it was a good episode. You know, a lot happened. I think this is, what do y'all think? Y'all like this episode so far out of all of them?
I think it has the most action out of all of them.
So that means it's not your favorite of the season.
I still liked episode 2 better.
Which is the one that over at the lighthouse or whatever you want to call it, the family. Okay, yeah. Interesting. Hey, Brancy, what do you think?
I mean, I think it was a good episode.
Not your favorite?
I mean, I don't really know what my favorite
of the season of the season. This is episode 3, right?
Yeah.
So it's not that difficult, Brancy. You got 1, 2, and 3.
Well, yeah, I guess it would be then.
Yeah, that means no. Oh, I forgot, Jesus, because she didn't like the second one because she didn't want to be on the show because she
I just didn't want to be on the show when I had no.
Yeah, she was like, oh, it was a nice beach. But that's about it. I didn't think.
I mean, yeah. So you don't have anything more to say than
so that. So you definitely like this episode better than last week's episode.
Yes, I would agree with that.
And what about number one, the first episode, the premiere episode? You like that one better than this episode?
I'd say I'd probably like this one better because we had the person from the flight, and that's our first time getting like new characters that would probably play a role later.
Right. All right, I would have to. Okay, that took a little bit, Brancy, but I twisted your arm, and we got an answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kristen.
Yeah, I think definitely they saved this episode for the third one because it was going up against Game of Thrones.
Probably so. Mm-hmm. I forget because Game of Thrones, holy Nike balls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I watched Game of Thrones live, recorded Fear the Walking Dead. Sorry, guys.
You know what? I did too.
I had to.
Hey, Seuss was like, I watched both at the same time. That's what we do in Hollywood. I pause a little bit, and then I go over here, back and forth, because I have two TVs.
Mr. Hollywood. Two TVs going.
Yeah. Hey, Seuss, is it true or false?
False.
No, whatever. Anyway.
I watched this one early because I couldn't wait for it.
Oh, that's right, because Mr. Hollywood has the advantage.
Oh, Hollywood, sorry.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand our first world problems, like having to pick.
Yeah. I did, however, watch this live as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were about to say, like, well, they offered me to be in the episode, but I decided I'd rather watch it instead. But it's all good. It's Hollywood. Now, are you going to see an advanced screening of episode 4, Jesus, or are you going to be us like common folk and come down to me and Brancy's level and, like, watch it like a regular show?
I don't know. If I have time, I'll probably watch it.
Brancy, that means, yeah. I'm above y'all.
Yeah.
Wow, Jesus. All right. I think, did I leave anything out, Sir Master Jesus?
I think you got everything. Mm. Oh, no. When Nick puts on the pilot suit.
What was wrong with that?
Like, this goes to how I was talking about it with you last week about his clothing, how he kind of just searches for whatever he wants to try out for himself. Like, he doesn't know who he is, you know? And therefore, he's taking up any personality he could possibly get.
So you think that's a deeper thing instead of his sister just saying, hey, this is kind of, your shirt smells, change.
Yeah.
So you think
I think to him, he could have chosen any other clothing that was on there. He just picked that because it seemed interesting. And it was kind of an interesting line from Alicia when she says, so this is what you've been doing all those years.
Mm-hmm. Brancy, are you feeling?
I mean, I could see that argument, but his hair still looks awful.
No joke.
Now it's going to be even worse because it's full of blood.
And he ain't going to shower. He's probably not going to wash his face.
No.
Even Ophelia is like, you smell like shit. You know? And instead of giving her the medicine, he gives her rosary beads.
Yeah.
What is up with that? You know?
I don't know.
I think he's trying to sleep with her.
I mean, I saw a little something there.
I did too. I did too. He's been trying.
I also think the rosary was because of the grandmother.
I mean, yeah, that could be true too. But I mean, she is the only girl besides his mom and his sister. So
true.
I mean, and then you know what better way? Give medicine, Brant, you're a girl.
Yeah.
If he gives you medicine, would you be like, oh, thanks for the medicine? But if he gave you the rosary beads, that means that he remembers and it's family. Would you be more likely to give it up because he gave you rosary beads or the medicine?
I mean, yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
See? And Ophelia, I mean, she was giving out the vagina just for intel from the army guy. So rosary beads, she's probably going to get married to Nick on the ocean. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
All right, so scale of 1 to 10, Jesus, what do you give it?
I thought we were going to go 1 to 5.
Oh,
since that's what,
God.
We were doing good shows.
Well, because I hadn't talked about it, so you just totally ruined it. All right, Brancy, scale of 1 to 5, since we're probably all going three going to do a good shows review, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What do you think, Brancy, 1 to 5, what are you giving it? And be honest. Be honest. Don't be like Kristen.
I am.
Do not be like Kristen.
Well, I resent that, but I would say...
Girl fight.
No, it's not a girl fight. Probably a 4.
Really?
Yeah. Why? Is that shocking to you?
I figure you would have loved this episode since that you liked it better than the first and definitely liked it better than the second one.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I still think that we don't know them enough for it to have like a huge emotional impact on me when something happens to anybody.
Okay, I got it. So you give it a 4. Jesus?
I'm giving it a 5.
A 5.
It stepped up the action. There's a lot of character build up. There's a lot of little things that I think if we watch it again, we'll catch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I would totally agree with you. Definitely 5, and I totally agree with you, Jesus. And that is why we call you Mr. Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
But I would agree with you. So, and then speaking of good shows, people, make sure I didn't go on the Good Shows app. I just didn't have it on right now, but. Feel free to leave comments. If you have an iPhone, you can download it for free. It's like TV Tag and Get Glue. And it's coming soon to Android for all you Android users, a.k.a. Keisha out there. I think that's it. So, Jesus, mm-hmm. I guess you got everything on thisfunctional.com. That's your blog.
Yeah.
Everybody can find you on that. Or do you you want to give out anything else?
Twitter and Instagram at Dysfunctional and Facebook Dysfunctional LA.
And you're going to a premiere tonight. What are you going for?
Tonight will be for Papa Hemingway in Cuba.
Interesting. No zombies in that, I bet.
No, but if you watch the trailer, it looks really cool. I mean, Hemingway and Civil War in Cuba.
Sounds pretty interesting. You know what would be even cooler than that?
What?
See those pictures from LA from season 1 of Fear of the Walking Dead.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm just saying. He, you know, and like tomorrow he's just going to drive by a school and be like, look, there it is right there. That's the gymnasium. Yeah, he's not even saying anything because he doesn't even have him. Brancy, how can we find you?
You can find me at VRO Brancy on Twitter, Instagram, and the Good Shows app.
Got it. Check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter, and iwatchmike on Facebook. And of course, Mike the Movie Guy on Good Shows. Jesus is Dysfunctional. Brancy just said hers. And that is it for us. We'll be back next week to talk more of Fear of the Walking Dead. Maybe, perhaps, Kristen will be with us.
Who knows?
I know that she did not watch the episode because, like, Jesus and I spoke about it last week. Jesus said that Kristen was very small-minded and probably couldn't handle two shows at the same time.
Oh, my.
That's what you know what? And I was like, you're probably right. And, it's obvious now if Kristen was, you know, I saw the text that she sent to us. She's like, I can't handle two shows at the same time. My mind can only handle one. I don't know what that means, but there it is. So hopefully she'll be back with us, or maybe she'll leave a review on the Good Shows app and tell us how she feels about it. That would be nice. All right, people, I think we're done. So go ahead and say goodbye to everybody. Hey, Jesus, go get ready for your Hollywood premiere.
Bye.
Brancy, you're supposed to say goodbye, too.
Oh, sorry. Goodbye, everybody.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home. Take care of yourself.